Could you talk a little bit about some of the current theories about what's going on in heart failure, the pathophysiology, you know, what the pathogenesis of the process is, and just how it relates in the dysfunction, and how these new therapies that you discuss interfere with that?
Well, essentially, there are two forms of heart failure, and one is really fairly well understood, and the other isn't. The two forms are basically symptomatically the same. Patients are short of breath with physical exertion and have low cardiac output and therefore have limited capacity for any physical activities. About half of them have normal left ventricular function. And this is the subset that are commonly termed diastolic heart failure. Their systolic function is normal. And not a lot is really well understood about their pathophysiology. The other type, and the type that would be included in general under anthracycline or trastuzumab-related cardiotoxicity, is systolic heart failure, where systolic function of the left ventricle is compromised by the toxic effect of the drugs in this situation. More commonly, it's compromised by coronary heart disease or diabetes. And in that situation, the normal physiologic response is to attempt, if you will, thinking teleologically, to augment cardiac output by activating the renin-angiotensin system and promoting fluid retention to augment filling pressures and increase cardiac output. Those perfectly normal physiologic reactions to low cardiac output become eventually, though, counterproductive. And fluid retention occurs in excess and results in pulmonary and systemic congestion, seen as heart failure manifestations with pulmonary edema or peripheral edema or ascites, liver congestion, etc. The newer medications interfere with this over-aggressive normal physiology in a variety of ways. Obviously, diuresis simply encourages fluid removal. But beta blockers, for instance, block the over-aggressive activation of the beta-adrenergic nervous system. ACE inhibitors interfere with the renin-angiotensin system and block the overactivation of that system, which contributes to the manifestations of heart failure. There are probably a variety of mechanisms, but these are the major ones that people feel contribute to the prolongation of survival.
I'm like struggling to get back to my medical school physiology things with the heart, but
Hasn't changed that much.
Probably. I'm not sure I understood it to start with, but in any event,